Australia Overnight with Pat Panetta, 131873 is our number as we broadcast around the land. And Christmas is a time that makes us all reflect on our lives and our relationships. And it's this time of year that we see images of happy families in the media and on our social media feeds. And of course, it's not always the reality. In fact, sometimes it's a bit of a marker in the sand this time of year where we push through Christmas and New Year, then we take action on our relationship. Unwinding finances and moving to the next stage of life. Should we normalise relationships and changes with our life like this? To discuss it further, Catherine Leach is a divorce and separation lawyer and she joins us now on Australia Overnight. Hi there, Catherine.
Hello, Pat.
Now, this did speak to me when I read the little blurb that came through. Yeah, should we normalise these changes in life? I mean, things change and relationships change. Is it okay to just say, well, it's a new chapter, let's move on?
Well, I think it's a conversation worth having because, you know, we're all living longer. So if we're going to live to 100 plus and we get married when we're 20, you know, is it realistic to think that you're going to be the same person you were at 20 that you are at 100? And are the experiences that you have together going to mean that you decide to do different things? And is that okay?
So, yeah, we're living longer and people change as they get older. Can a couple grow together and maybe just sort of navigate through that? I guess it's an individual circumstance. Sometimes you just sort of butt heads and you can't see a way through.
People need to make that choice. It has to be a conscious choice. I think there is too much discussion about, you know, it's true love and we're meant to be together and if the chemistry's there and all of those things. And I think that's a bit of a cop-out because, as we know, everything that works takes work, relationships take work, and you need to consciously choose to be there and put the effort into it rather than just assuming because you've got a marriage certificate or you've been living in a relationship for a long while that it has to work because, you know, you're soulmates.
Yes. I guess it's a bit of wishful thinking from me because I've been through a relationship breakdown. It's been a few years now. And when I read that statement that we should be able to normalise it because there's so much emotion wrapped around it. I like the idea of that. I don't know if it's a reality because, of course, there's kids and families and so much of people's lives that they invest together. But do you think we can get to a space where we just sort of, amicably say, oh well, we've done our best and it's time to now embrace a new chapter, and that might be separate directions?
It's absolutely possible. It takes a lot of work. You can only control what you can do, so it takes a lot of personal development work on the part of the person who breaches that conversation. But what I actually say to my clients, which is probably contrary to my profession, but I say to them, you need to be happy when you leave the relationship. And they look at me weirdly. And what I mean by that is you need to be in a place where you are happy with who you are and where you are, but you're not seeking happiness simply by leaving the marriage or by moving house or changing jobs. You're not in search of that. And so if you can get to a point where you say, look, I'm happy, but this is not for me. The period of time has passed. We've done what we said we would do. We've raised our kids or we've, you know, bought our property or whatever it is. I love you, but I'm ready for new things. Then that's perfect.
Yes. Boy, it sounds like it can be done and a very mature way of doing it. Now, in this blurb that came through to me, I'm very interested in this because I hadn't heard about this, but there was a group of women who made a pact that once the youngest child graduated, they would leave their husbands en masse and, find a new way. And they made appointments with divorce lawyers. Now, it also sounds so sort of brutal, but tell me more about that story. Was that in the news?
No, it was a personal experience, not a personal experience for me, but it was certainly something that I came across in my profession that, I'd heard about this and spoke to a few of the people. So I don't know if it has happened more than once, but certainly it was interesting at the time.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing that you have to be really conscious about with that type of situation is that, you know, it's a little bit like when you buy the red car and then you see the red car everywhere. if you're a bit unhappy in your marriage, you're going to seek out other people that are unhappy in their marriage because you want them to confirm what you are experiencing is okay and is right. And so because there's a group of them, they're probably all sitting around complaining about their husbands and how bad their marriages are. And, of course, it makes sense that they all then say, well, okay, if you do it, I'll do it. Mm. Let's all get out.
Yes, yes. So to be fair to people who are, you know, lots of our listeners, I'm sure, in happy relationships, you know, could that be a cop-out? You know, things are getting hard, you know, so I'm just sort of saying I'm out instead of, you know, really just sort of pushing through and trying to find a way. I mean, we've often spoke about on this program, you know, different ways to spark up your relationship and fall in love again. So is there ways to sort of work through it? Is it a cop-out sometimes?
Well, look, I'm a little bit controversial because I say it only takes one person to have a happy marriage, and I'm not talking about, you know, violence and abuse. I'm talking about, you know, relationships that are outside of that. But, you know, the way that you interact with your spouse influences the way that they interact with you. And so if you change the way you interact, so if you suddenly are, you know, asking questions about how their day was, or you're being nice to them, or you're saying, let's go out for dinner, or, you know, you're actually proactively doing things that you haven't done before, their reaction back to you is going to be, oh, wow, okay, this is good. And you'll find that in general, in my experience, the relationship will improve even if only one person makes an effort or changes something.
Now, Christmas is here, or that festive period is here, and many people do put in their minds that it's one of those markers in the sand where they'll push through Christmas and New Year and maybe start to think about forging a new way in the new year. Do you start planning? You know, you talk about unwinding finances and doing all that stuff. I mean, is there a way of getting through and having a happy Christmas and then planning for the new chapter after Christmas and New Year?
Oh, it's very common. Family lawyers are very busy in the new year. We see a lot of people, I guess September, October, maybe November, where they say, look, I'm thinking of leaving. I don't want to do it until after Christmas, but I need to understand the process and what's going to work for me. So we see those people, they go away, then they come back in the new year and say, right, I've moved out, or I want to start this process now. I mean, Christmas is an interesting thing. It's a marker for so many things in people's lives, but it's really just this arbitrary date, isn't it?
Yes, well, that's right. Yeah, but it is a bit of a marker. You're right. I mean, I'm glad we're talking about it in this way and just sort of saying, well, it's a you know, an opportunity to sort of maybe just change your life or do whatever. But there is a lot of emotion wrapped around it, isn't there, Catherine? And it's sort of such a big leap for many people, and it takes courage and yeah, sometimes it's easier just to stay in that situation. So it's quite a big change.
Oh, look, difficult conversations, you know, are unpleasant. You know, they bring up all sorts of emotions that we don't want to feel when we've got to have a difficult conversation. So we avoid that as much as we can, and people do it in different ways. They do it with, you know, eating alcohol, watching Netflix, shopping, many, many things. But at the end of the day, you know, it's having the difficult conversations that improve the quality of your relationship.
All right. Well, thank you for your time. You're a family lawyer, and you're based in Perth and Melbourne. As you say, it's a busy time of year.
Yes.
So I guess you just sort of, I didn't realise that Christmas was so busy. As you say, it's a marker in the sand, so I guess people want to get through it and do the planning.
It is, yes. They want to make new changes for the new year, which we all do, don't we?
We do. All right. Good on you, Catherine. Thanks for your time. And hopefully we've helped some people around, because it's this time of year. It's a bit of a funny time of year. People see images in the media and around the place, and they think they need to be like that. But I think it's more uncommon than common. Everybody has an individual situation, and they spend this time of year in their way. They might be alone, or they might be just, you know, doing something a bit different. And we just want to send that message. It's okay.
Yeah, and I think people need to have a little bit of a mind shift about Christmas and understand that it's actually normal for Christmas Day to be not everything you want it to be, and that's okay. That's what it is.
That's right. Yeah, it takes the pressure out of it, and just acceptance, as they say. From Leach Legal in Perth and Melbourne, Catherine Leach, thanks for your time in Australia Overnight.
Thank you, Pat.